Kitzenberger, a 5'11 senior wearing number one. Wearing number three, Luke Tabakin, a 6-foot senior. Another 5'11 senior, Alex Wilkerson, wears number four. Number 22, Taryn Williams, a 6'3 sophomore. And number 34, their big kid in the middle, a 6'2 junior, Talon Timmons, the Lamar Tigers. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen all season long. The 5'9 senior guard, Easton Pitts, coming off of a 29-point performance against Fairgrove on Monday. The 6'5 senior, Devin Harrington. The 6'4 senior, Brandon Prince, along with number 21, Hollis Deckard, a 5'11 junior, and the big man with the muscle in the middle, 6'1, Cooper Clark, your Thayer Bobcat starting lineup. Bobcats will wear the white, trimmed in the green here tonight in this state quarterfinal matchup. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. Spring is rolling in, and the guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. Warm days are ahead, so let Corey, Steve, and the team check your AC and running ice cold before the warm-up. Plus, they'll inspect your tires. Good tread's a must for those spring showers. Need new ones? They've got every brand for your car, truck, SUV, or trailer. From alignments to brakes, they'll keep you road ready. And as your authorized Interstate battery dealer, they'll test your battery to avoid any surprises. Trust the guys at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Your spring tune-up starts here.
And we're back at Thayer High School as we get ready for tonight's game. Hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. And both teams have come off the court now after the warm-ups, and we're getting ready for our national anthem. So we're going to try and pick up Miss Grayson Rouse as she is going to do the national anthem live for the folks here in attendance at Thayer High School and Coach Matt Pitts courts. Here we go. As always, an outstanding outstanding job on the left to left of Miss Grayson Rouse at Thayer High School. Folks, we're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. Let's run down them again for the Lamar Tigers. Number one, Trey Pitzenberger. Number three, Luke Tarbakian. Number four, Alex Wilkerson. Number 34, Talon Timmons. And number 22, Williams. Pitzenberger, Tabakin, Wilkerson, Timmons, and Williams for Coach Heath Hecadon and the Lamar Tigers. For the Thayer Bobcats, Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Hollis Deckard, and Cooper Clark. That's Pitts, Harrington, Prince, Deckard, and Clark for your Thayer Bobcats. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with a tip-off for tonight's game, Thayer and Lamar, in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Now we're back at Thayer High School, where both teams are taking the floor for the tip-off for tonight's game. Remember, the winner moves on to the Show Me Showdown next Wednesday in Columbia. The loser will go home. The third meeting ever between these two schools in basketball. Thayer won back in 2017 and 2018. They have not played since. Tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Devin Harrington controls it into the backcourt for Easton Pitts. And it looks like it's going to be a little triangle and two. Yeah, a little triangle two action here by Lamar to start the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Here's Hollis Deckard for three, and he nails it. Hollis Deckard with a three out of the blocks, and the Thayer Bobcats took the early lead. Thayer will drop back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Fairgrove working around the outside. Got it to Timmons. Timmons handles out front. Now gives the ball up on the right wing. Gets it right back in the corner. He shoots a three, and that one's good. Talon Timmons for three for Lamar. And we are underway. Both teams open up with three-pointers here tonight. Thayer working around the perimeter of the triangle in the middle of the court. Here's Easton Pitts with the ball out front. They're playing a man-to-man against Harrington and Pitts. Here's Deckard with another three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Brandon Prince. He's up. No. Rebound gets on the floor out of bounds off the hands of Lamar. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. 7 minutes to go. First quarter, we're tied at three here. Thayer and Lamar at Coach Matt Pitts Court on the Thayer High School. Bobcats will lob the ball in way out front to Cooper Clark. Sends it down the corner to Hollis Deckard for three more. Yes, sir. Hollis Deckard ripping them from downtown. Brought to you by Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Here comes Lamar down the other way. Rebound controlled by Harrington. He gets it out to Hollis Deckard. He'll push it up the floor to Pitts. Easton gets it inside for Brandon Prince. Goes up off the window and in. Brandon Prince with two. Thayer Bobcats out to an early five-point lead, 8-3. Here's Lamar with it right down the middle. Shot is blocked by Harrington. And the rebound comes off to the Thayer Bobcats on the run. Harrington to Pitts. Moves off the screen on top. Little fadeaway 15-foot jumper is up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Lamar. They lost it on the floor. Scramble after the ball. And a foul going to be called on Cooper Clark. Cook trying to take it away from Luke Tarbakian. And the first foul of the night goes on the Thayer Bobcats. 6:17 to go, first quarter. Hollis Deckard shooting the Bobcats to an 8-3 lead here. He has scored six on a pair of three-pointers. Here comes number four, Wilkerson, with the ball for Lamar. Gives it up out top to Pitzenberger. Pitzenberger gave it back to Timmons. Timmons down the right side, little baby hook shot. No, we get a whistle. And we've got a moving screen going to be called on Lamar. Foul is on number 22. That is Taryn Williams, and that will be his first of the night. First team foul on Lamar. And it looks like they're going to come down. Yep, they're still going to play that triangle in two. Trying to stop Devin Harrington and Easton Pitts. Problem for Lamar with that philosophy tonight is Hollis Deckard is hot. Here's Pitts going into the lane, pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Easton Pitts said, you want to guard me, man on man? Let's go. And he took it to the house and banked it in off the window. Here's Timmons for Lamar. Takes the ball down to the left side. Looking to spin, working against the man. Pass in the middle, stolen by Prince. Prince off on the run. Stops, top of the key, feeds over to Deckard. Deckard fakes the three, back to Prince. Prince to the elbow, penetrates in the lane on the dribble drive and gets bumped. It'll be a foul on the Lamar Tigers. Number four, Alex Wilkerson called the foul. Will be his first non-shooting foul. The Thayer Bobcats up by seven will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Would they dare run the alley-oop on the inbound here? No, they get it instead to Prince out around the three-point line, dumps it down to Harrington. Harrington driving the baseline, gets cut off, and a foul going to be called on the Lamar Tigers, and Lamar didn't like it at all. Tough call there on number 22, Taryn Williams, trying to guard Devin Harrington, and number 21 will check into the game, Jude Harris, who has been starting. Matter of fact, he was originally inked in the starting spot here tonight. They are running the inbound. They bounce it to Harrington, sidesteps the traffic, goes up with a shot, and it's good. Now four different Bobcats have scored in the game. It's 12-3 Thayer. Lamar with it to the right side to Ritzenberger. Ritzenberger gives it up. Out to Wilkerson, now back to Timmons. To the free throw line, his shot is blocked by Harrington. Bobcats off on a run. Here is Hollis Deckard for three more. Off the rim, no good. The rebound deflected off the leg of Lamar. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer Bobcats will trigger it in down along the baseline with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Thayer out to a 12-3 lead. Thayer took the original 3-0 lead. Lamar tied it at 3, and Thayer is on a 9-0 run here in the last couple of minutes. Bobcats inbound the ball out around the three-point line to Devin Harrington. He feeds it over to Cooper Clark, high post, and back out to Pitts. Easton moving off the screen. Now a little crossover dribble in the lane. Out to Deckard. Deckard down to the baseline. Can't find anybody to get it to. Now does to Clark. He makes a spin move in the lane and scores. Cooper Clark with a beautiful spin move down the left side. Thayer up 14-3. Lamar with the ball. Timmons in the lane. Fakes. Now shoots. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. Lamar controls it in the middle. We got a whistle and a foul. Yeah, it was. It was a bump on Devin Harrington. Harrington called for his first of the night, team foul number two against the Thayer Bobcats. Now another substitution. Preston Hines will check into the game for Lamar. Timmons will go out. Hines wearing number 24. Ball comes in. They get it to Wilkerson. Wilkerson drives toward the lane. Pull-up jumper. Rattles in and out. No good. And Brandon Prince down the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Up 14-3. Harrington got to Clark at the high post. Coop. Bounces it back out to Hollis Deckard. Now down low to Harrington. Goes under the bucket. Reverse layup is no good. And the rebound controlled by Lamar. Dev a little further away from the rim than he thought he was. Left that one up a little bit short. Lamar with it in half court set to get down inside to a Ritzenberger. Shot is up. No. Rebound Lamar. Another shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Harrington. Bobcats on the 3-on-2. Prince on the left wing takes it to the circle. Feeds it to Pitts for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Wilkerson for Lamar. Lamar needs a bucket. They haven't scored since the opening 30 seconds. They take it down to the baseline, shot rolls up, no good. Rebound Easton Pitts, and the Bobcats want to run the other way. Pitts to Prince, and dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. Bobcats with a chance to go up 12 here early, and they turn it over, and Lamar wants a timeout. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have exploded out of the gate. They lead it 14-3. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Heckadon for Lamar Call that timeout. His team's in danger of getting way behind. Thayer leads it by 11 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. The Bobcats exploded out of the gate. First substitution of the night for Thayer, Riley White has checked into the game. Cooper Clark going to get a little rest over on the Bobcat sideline. Lamar bounces it up the floor. They get it over to number four, Wilkerson, Alex Wilkerson. He'll hand it off to Hines. Hines goes now to Ritzenberger. Ritzenberger down the right side. Gets into the lane. High arching shot. No, he traveled with the ball. That's the defensive pressure of the Thayer Bobcats. Devin Harrington came out and bodied up on him and forced him into a turnover. So Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Thayer in control here at home against the Lamar Tigers. Ball goes to the high post for Harrington. He threw it down in the lane, and Prince didn't see it coming. It's picked off by Lamar. They get it into the paint, nowhere to shoot, and they bring it back out front. Wilkerson's got it. Bobcats jump out on him. He'll end it off to Tabakian. Tabakian bounces it down in the corner. Shot is up. No good for Lamar. Rebound bounced around and bounced all the way out to Ritzenberger. Ritzenberger into the lane. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound taken by Easton Pitts. He races up the left sideline. Looking to go to the bucket. Reverse layup. Wooden drop. Rebound fought for and controlled by Lamar. They push it out to Ritzenberger. In the lane. Off the, oh, they're going to call in the block. Oh, that's a tough call right there. Hollis Deckard was standing there waiting for him. And Ritzenberger ran right through him. And they call Hollis Deckard for the foul. That'll be the first of the night on Hollis. Team foul number three on the Thayer Bobcats. Some more substitutions. Eli Googie checks into the game for Lamar. And see, there'll be a non-shooting foul. So Googie will inbound it. Bobcats, no substitutions during that break. Ball, and Lamar did make one. They brought number 34, Timmons, back in the game, and he hits a three. The only two baskets for Lamar in the first 6 minutes of the first quarter have been from Timmons with three-pointers. He hit that one from straight ahead at the top of the key. Thayer on the offensive end now. Bounce the ball down to Harrington, driving the baseline. Gets inside, shoots no, gets his own rebound. Back up with it, and good. And he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot for three. Good work by Devin Harrington. The basket is good. Fouls on number 34. That is Timmons, who has scored all six of the points for Lamar so far tonight. Harrington with the bucket's got four. He'll shoot for point number five right here. First, you know, free throw is up, and it's good. He rattles it home. Substitution now for Thayer. Brandon Prince going to check out of the game as Cooper Clark will check in. Brandon playing a good first quarter. Getting a little extra rest out there. Lamar coming with it on the offensive end. Thayer back in a 1-3-1 matchup. There goes Wilkerson to the elbow. Kicks it back out. Timmons has got it. Moves into the free throw circle. Kicks it out to Wilkerson. Quick trigger on a three. That one's no good. Rebound Lamar goes back up and in. Number one, Ritson or Pitzenbarger. With a look what I found. Here's Harrington gets the ball down low to Cooper Clark. A fake. And he's going to get fouled. They're going to call it on the floor, I believe, before the shot. Fouls on number 23. That is Googie, who just checked into the game. And that is team foul number five on Lamar. Thayer Bobcats will be shooting the two-shot foul for the remainder of this first quarter. We got a minute 28 to play. Cooper Clark at the free throw line. Coop has scored two in the first quarter here. And his first free throw is up, and it's good. Coop with three. All five Bobcat starters have scored here in the first period. 18-8. Thayer leads it by 10, trying to add to that, make an 11-point game again as Clark, and the free throw is good. So Clark hits them both. Thayer up again by 11. Lamar with the basketball, almost a travel. Here's the ball. They got it off to number 23. That is Googie. Googie gives it on top, and now to Pitzenbarger. Pitzenbarger to Timmons for three more. That one's an air ball. Is going to go out of bounds. So Timmons didn't draw iron. The ball lands out of bounds. Thayer gets the ball back with a 19-8 lead, a minute 10 to play in the first quarter. Bobcats walking it up the court. Hollis Deckard swings it up to Riley White on the left side wing. White bounces it one time, hands to Cooper Clark, top of the key. Now Deckard wide open for three. Bingo! Hollis Deckard is 3-for-4 in the first quarter from downtown, and Thayer leads it by 14. Lamar with it. Number 21, that is Harris in the lane, shot no good. Riley White with a rebound. Here come the Bobcats again with a chance to add to the lead. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer will back it out here, and they'll hold for the final shot of the period with a 14-point lead. It's 22-8. Been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight. On the court with a big T in the middle at midcourt, Coach Matt Pitts floor. Bobcats will get started here on the offense with about 14 seconds to go in the half. That's where we're at now. Pitts has got it midcourt. Looking to swing it. No, he's going to keep it. Into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. Fakes. Kicks it back outside. Harrington for three. It's off the front rim. Riley White with a rebound. Trying to get rid of it. And it's picked up by Deckard. Shoots at the buzzer. No good. That's the end. Oh, we got a foul called on the play. Hollis Deckard shooting a three at the buzzer. Is going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 21, Jude Harris. And that'll put Hollis Deckard at the line to shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. And the coach for Lamar pleading that shot was after the buzzer. It wasn't. He's not going to win that argument. And Hollis Deckard going to the line to shoot for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to add to the Bobcat lead. Hollis has scored 9 points in the first quarter, and he hits the free throw to give him 10. He'll shoot two more. 15-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Another one for the Bobcat junior is good. It took all the rim, but he got it down. And Hollis will shoot another, looking for his 12th point of the game. And it is nothing but nylon. Thayer Bobcats lead it 25-8. At the end of one quarter of play, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
And we're back just underway in our second quarter. If you didn't hear right before the quarter break, Thayer leads it 25-8 at the end of one quarter of play over Lamar. Lamar Tigers with it, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Bobcats coming out guarding on the perimeter. Here's Wilkerson with it for Lamar. Wanted a step back three, doesn't take it. Gives it up to Timmons in the lane. His shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Tabakian. He hands it off and a shot blocked by Harrington. It goes out of bounds. Devin Harrington went up. He swatted that one up against the wall here at Thayer High School. Bobcats make a substitution. Riley White comes off the floor as Brandon Prince is back in for the Bobcats. Lamar looking inbound. Going to have to hurry. Inbound pass is stolen off to Harrington. Harrington on the run. Oh, he lost the handle, and he's called for a double dribble. Yeah, Devin getting excited. He had Easton Pitt streaking up the far sideline. And Easton was going to have a wide open lane to the bucket. Harrington tried to gather the ball and throw the pass, and he double dribbled it. Turnover Bobcats with 7:27 to go in the first quarter. Lamar needing to heat things up here. They swing it around for Harris. Harris long shot, no good. Rebound Harrington. Harrington quick pass up the floor to Pitts. Easton pulls up, 3-point line, shoots, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Lamar, and we get a whistle and a blocking foul going up the sideline. That'll be on Prince. Prince trying to get in front of Trey Pitzenbarger and got the body into him. First team foul of the night on Brandon Prince. And the first team foul on the Bobcats here in the second quarter. We're 1 minute into the second quarter. Neither team has scored in the period. Lamar's had the ball all but about 5 seconds. They've got it now to Timmons. Timmons looking in the lane. Challenges the double team. Gets the shot up on the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Controlled by Lamar shot up. No. Cooper Clark yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats doing a nice job on the boards here tonight. Lamar can't buy a bucket right now. Thayer gets the ball to the high post to Cooper Clark. Stands just outside the free throw circle. Gives it off to Pitts. Pitts back to Hollis Deckard. Bounces it down inside for Harrington. Spins to the bucket and scores. Lamar doesn't have an answer for Devin Harrington inside. And here goes Ritzenbarger looking to go to the bucket. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. I believe this is going to be on Devin Harrington. Harrington call for the foul. Who they call it on? Number 50, Cooper Clark, going to be called for the foul. All right, I thought it was going to be on Harrington. Second foul on Coop tonight. And Pitzenbarger at the free throw line, number one for Lamar, misses the free throw. Number 22 back in the game for Lamar, Taryn Williams, who started the ball game. Number 21, Jude Harris, will go to the sideline for the Tigers. Second free throw for Pitzenbarger is good. He's got 3 points in the game. And Thayer leads it 27-9. 18-point advantage here as we play with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thayer continuing to run around the perimeter of the zone. Here's Hollis Deckard for three more, and he nailed it. Hollis Deckard has hit 4 3-pointers in the first half. He's got 15 in the game. Lamar with the ball in the corner. Bounced it out to Timmons. Stolen by Easton Pitts. Pitts with it way out front. Bobcat, oh, they wanted to run the alley-oop, and Pitts didn't see. Here's Hollis Deckard, fakes the three. Gets to the free throw line, hands it out to Harrington. Dev looking to make a move. Now we'll back it out with 5:43 to go in the half. Thayer leading by 21, 30-9. Here's the give to Prince. Prince moving up the right side of the lane, elevates for the shot. It's up and in off the window. Brandon Prince with his second bucket of the night. These Bobcats are playing well this evening all over the floor. Here goes Ritzenbarger again with a shot. No good. Rebound comes out, and Harrington's got it. Harrington to Prince on the break. Oh, and ahead, the ball knocked away, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Brandon Prince out in front of the break. Harrington hitting with a pass. He went up for the shot and got fouled. Number four, Alex Wilkerson, called for his second. And Brandon Prince scored the last 2 points for Thayer. He's looking to make it three in a row from the free throw line. First free throw is up. No good for Brandon. He will shoot another one. And a little break here. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. Second free throw for Prince. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lamar. That is Timmons. Timmons takes it up the floor. Kicks it back outside. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. As he broke down the right side of the lane, he's fouled by Hollis Deckard. That'll be foul number two on Hollis. So Thayer's got a little bit careful here. Deckard with two fouls now. And Cooper Clark with two. And now Hollis Deckard. Boy, listen to the hand for the Bobcat fans for Hollis Deckard. Coming off the floor, 15 first half points for Hollis. Lamar, non-shooting foul, got the ball into Timmons. Timmons down the lane, shot blocked by Harrington, but picked up by number 22, Torin Williams. No, number 23, Gucci. Gucci hits the bucket on the offensive rebound. And Thayer's lead is trimmed back to 21, 32-11. Harrington gets the ball into Riley White. Riley into the lane, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Yeah, Riley lowered a shoulder into the defender trying to get position there. For Riley White, that'll be foul number one on him tonight. Bobcats going with the lineup here. Cordell Washington, who just checked in. Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, and Riley White. 4:44 to go in the first half. Here goes Pitzenbarger. Feeds the ball on the right side. In the lane, now back out for Gucci. Gucci gets into the lane, kicks it back out to Timmons. Elevates from the free throw line. Jumper is up. And no good. Cordell Washington yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer with a chance to add to their 21-point lead here with 4:22 to go in the first half. Lamar still playing that triangle in two. Riley White with the ball now for Thayer. Got it over to Cordell Washington. Bounces it out to Harrington. Right side to Prince. Bobcats really got good motion away from the ball here. Got the ball back to White. Bounces it inside. Tried to get to Harrington. Ball poked away and picked up by Lamar. Here they come on the break. Pitzenbarger all the way to the bucket. Shot blocked by Harrington. Rebound volleyed around, and Lamar comes up with it. Now poked away from Timmons and stolen by Riley White. White gets it out to Pitts. Pitts into the lane. Kicks it out to Cordell Washington. Back to Pitts. Wide open. Steps into a three. That's off the front rim. No good. Rebound. Brandon Prince couldn't follow it up, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for the Thayer Bobcats and shoot two. Good offensive rebound. The foul's on number 23, I believe. Nope, number 34, Timmons. Call for the foul. Talon Timmons with a foul is his second of the game. And Brandon Prince back to the free throw line. This is the free throw. Brandon struggled a little bit from the line tonight. Another substitution for Lamar. Timmons checks out of the game as Wilkerson checks back in. Second free throw for Prince is good. So Brandon now with 5 points in the game. Thayer leads it by 22 with 3:36 to go in the first half. Lamar with it on the outside to Bakken. Moving off a screen. Washington stays right with him. He'll give it up now for Pitzenbarger. Pitzenbarger goes to the baseline to Wilkerson. Wilkerson trying to make a baseline move is going to get fouled. Yeah, they're going to call a foul. We can't hear the whistle, of course, with the crowd here. Second foul of the night on Brandon Prince. And again, Bobcats have got to be careful that they have enough players left to finish this game. That's three started with two fouls each. This one puts Alex Wilkerson at the free throw line to shoot. He makes the first one. That is his first point of the game, Alex Wilkerson. He will shoot another for the Lamar Tigers. That one is no good. Rebound, Riley White yanks it down for Thayer. The Bobcats in control with 3:20 to go in the first half, leading by 21, 33 to 12. Thayer with a 25-point first quarter outburst here tonight. Bobcats just going to hold the ball, run a little clock here. Got it to Riley White, top of the key, and now to Easton Pitts. Easton out near midcourt, bounces it twice, gives it to Brandon Prince. Thayer starts that little weave out top. Now they go right side to Washington. Cordell has the ball poked, trying to save it from going backcourt, but it goes right to Lamar. Here comes Wilkerson on the drive. Kicks it in the corner to Pitzenbarger, back out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson to the free throw circle, shoots the jumper, no good. Easton Pitts with a rebound, and Bobcats going to slow it down again, get back in a half-court set. 2:30 to play in the first half. Thayer with a big lead over the Lamar Tigers. Bobcats running the offense, got it to Prince. Prince back to Pitts. Easton's only scored 2 points tonight. Thayer still up 33 to 12. Cordell Washington to Prince. Prince holds it out, bounces it to Riley White. Riley making a move into the lane, looking to go up with a shot. No, he gets tied up on the spin move. And the possession will belong to, should be Thayer Bobcat ball, yeah. Lamar got the ball to start the quarter, so alternating possession to belong to Thayer. See if the Bobcats can run the alley-oop for the dunk here. No, they don't. They get the ball in to Prince. Prince ducking under the defense. Scoop shot is up. No. Tipped by Harrington, no. Gets it back. Back up and couldn't score again in heavy traffic. And Lamar comes out with a rebound. Chance to get a little closer here with a bucket. Don't count these guys out. Pitzenbarger pulls up free throw line. Shot is blocked by Harrington. He gets it back. Shoots again. No. Rebound inside. Another block shot by Harrington. Here's Wilkerson for three for Lamar. That's no good. And Brandon Prince clears the boards for Thayer. That must be at least six block shots already this game for Devin Harrington. Just denying Lamar at the rim. Thayer bouncing it inside for Pitts. Pitts swings it back out to Cordell Washington. Now round to Prince. Prince bounces it to Riley White. Open for the lay-in. Riley White off the Thayer Bobcat bench with his first two of the night. Good play by Brandon Prince. Minute 18 to go. Thayer back up by 23. Lamar with the ball. Wilkerson traveled. No call. Gets it to Pitzenbarger. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. Pitzenbarger with a three. The third meet. Made three-pointer of the night. 9 of Lamar's 15 points in the half have come from the three-point line. Thayer walking the ball up. They'll get it to Cordell Washington. Now to Pitts cutting down the lane. He misses the lay-in, but he's fouled. He's going to line to shoot two. Lamar fans didn't like the call, but they haven't liked one yet. Fouls on number one, Pittenbarger. That'll be his first. And it'll send Easton Pitts to the line to shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer up by 20, 35-15, with just under a minute to go in the first half. Free throw is up. Oh, and Pitts missed it off the right side. He'll shoot another. Here's Timmons back in the ball game for Lamar. Number three, Tabakian, checks out. Easton toes the line. Second free throw is good. Pitts with 3 points in the game. Thayer leads it 36-15 with 45 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Timmons backing down. Harrington fell down after travel. Yep. He thought Harrington was going to body up to him, and Harrington doesn't do that. And Timmons just fell down, anticipating there was going to be somebody there to hold him up. And we get a substitution for Lamar. Number 20 checks in the game. Trent Turbeck for the first time tonight. Number 22, Torin Williams, goes to the sideline. Thayer inbounds the ball with 43 seconds to play in the first half, leading by a score of 36-15. Bobcats a hold here for the final shot of the half. Prince just handles it out between the circles, bounced it to Riley White. Riley got a seam to the bucket, goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound control by Lamar. Here they go on the break. Wilkerson up the left side. Pulls up. Oh, almost stolen by Harrington. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Lamar. And now loose again. Lamar picks it up. That is Pittenbarger. Pittenbarger in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound, Riley White. White gets it out to Pitts. Bobcats running the floor. Oh, Pitts has it knocked away from behind. Lamar with it. Going to the bucket. Shot is up. No. And a follow. They're going to wave it off. Came after the buzzer. And our score at the end of one half of play, 36-15. The Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Lamar Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at the Thayer High School, sitting high above Coach Matt Pitts' court. Here at the high school, the state quarterfinals in Class 3, and the Thayer Bobcats have dominated the Lamar Tigers tonight. Our score at the half, Thayer 36, Lamar 15. Bobcats got out to a fast start tonight, scored 25 points in the first quarter, and led 25-8. They outscored Lamar 11-7 in the second quarter, and it's been all Bobcats. And Not the usual tonight. Usually if you look at a score like 36-15, Thayer with the lead, boy, Pitts and Harrington must be going off. Well, not so much. But Hollis Deckard has hit hit four three-pointers in the game and had 15 points at the intermission. Yeah, Hollis Deckard has been outstanding here tonight. It's been a while since Hollis has had one of these nights shooting the three ball, but he did it tonight, and it has just been a thing of beauty watching him shoot the ball. 4 for 5 from the three-point line, leading the Bobcats to this 36-15 lead at the half. Are you listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, powered by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer? We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Now back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Bobcats with the lead at the half here in the state quarterfinal matchup over the Lamar Tigers. 36-15 is our halftime score. Let's look at the scoring. First up for Lamar. For Lamar, only three players have scored in the game. They're led by Talon Timmons, who hit 2 3-pointers and has 6 points in the game. Is that right? Yeah, I had it marked down for an extra one. So Talon Timmons with 6 points. 6 for Trey Pitzenbarger. He hit a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and a free throw. And Alex Wilkerson hit 1 free throw. That's all the scoring for the Lamar Tigers. 15 points in the game here tonight. For the Thayer Bobcats, are led by Hollis Deckard, the junior guard, has scored 15 on 4 of 5 shooting from the 3-point line. Devin Harrington has thrown in 7 tonight. 5 for Brandon Prince, 4 for Cooper Clark, 3 for Easton Pitts, and 2 for Riley White. Thayer Bobcats, first team to make their way back out on the court for their halftime warm-ups. And we're going to take a, before we take a timeout, let me say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include Thayer Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Thayer, Charlotte Allen, your owner, and Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri, just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Spring is rolling in, and the guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. Warm days are ahead, so let Corey, Steve, and the team check your AC and running ice cold before the warm-up. Plus, they'll inspect your tires. Good tread's a must for those spring showers. Need new ones? They've got every brand for your car, truck, SUV, or trailer. From alignments to brakes, they'll keep you road ready. And as your authorized interstate battery dealer, they'll test your battery to avoid any surprises. Trust the guys at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Your spring tune-up starts here.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back at Thayer High School getting ready for our second half. Hope you've enjoyed our halftime report. As always, brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Thayer Bobcats will open with a same lineup that started the ball game. It'll be Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Hollis Deckard, and Cooper Clark. And for Lamar, it looks like they'll start with number one, Trey Pitzenbarger, number four, Alex Wilkerson, number 20 out there, that is Trent Turbick. Number 21, Jude Harris. And number 34, Talon Timmons. All right, and here we go. Both teams take the court. Thayer Bobcats have the lead as we head to the third quarter. 36-15 over the Lamar Tigers. Can Lamar battle their way back? We'll find out early here in this one. They need to start hitting some shots. They swing around the left side. Wilkerson's got it. Powers his way into the lane. Shot is blocked by Harrington. Loose ball picked up by, who else? Devin Harrington. The Thayer Bobcats with a chance to draw first blood here in the third quarter. Thayer will swing it over to Hollis Deckard. Bounces it to Prince on the right side wing. Prince looking inside. Nobody open. Swings it back out for Pitts. Easton will give to Harrington. He'll take it out top. Handle between the circles. Goes right side to Pitts. Pitts all alone out there. Now a little dribble drive into the lane. Shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Lamar. They bring it down the floor. Three-point shot is up. They bank it in. Luke Tabakian banks it in off the window. Cuts the lead to 18. 36-18 with the three-pointer. Thayer Bobcats can't give up here. They got to continue to play with the tenacity they did the first half. Here's a nice little give and go, and a foul. Hollis Deckard and Cooper Clark running the give and go. Clark bounced it out to Deckard, then broke on a back door. Deckard hit him with a pass. He's fouled on the play. That is on Timmons. That'll be number three on Timmons. And Cooper Clark going to the line, shooting for the three-point play. He's got 7 points tonight. The All-State defensive lineman having a night. He's got 7 in the game, and Thayer back up by 21, 39-18. Timmons with it for Lamar, puts a jumper up. It's good. Got that one up and over the top of Harrington, and Timmons now with 8 points in the game for Lamar. He leads them in scoring. Thayer Bobcats with the ball on the offensive end. Pitts fakes the move to the bucket, brings it back out, gives it high post to Clark. Coop feeds it over to Deckard. Deckard to Harrington, and now Prince on the right wing. Prince moves into the free throw circle, gives it out to Clark. They're not guarding him out there at the top. He can make that three. Here's Pitts. Moves down to the baseline, brings it back out to Clark. Clark to Pitts, pulls up at the elbow. Jumper's good. Easton Pitts now with 5 points on the line. The Thayer Bobcats run the lead back to 21. Here comes Lamar with it. Nice move into the lane and a travel. Oh, my. Luke Tabakian made a nice move into the lane and called for the travel as he must have shuffled his feet when he made the jump stop. Thayer Bobcats have the ball back with a 21-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the third. Easton Pitts Pulls up on the wing, bounces it down to Harrington. Harrington looking it back down the defender. Gets in the lane, back out the pitch. Moves off the screen, bounces it to Clark. Clark to Harrington. Harrington elevates 12-footers. Good! Prince with the 12-foot jumper. He's got 7 points on the night. Thayer dominating. Here's a whistle and a foul down on the other end as Wilkerson took the ball hard to the hole. Hollis Deckard got back there and is going to be called for a foul. And it'll be Wilkerson going to line to shoot two. Foul on Hollis Deckard will be his third of the game. First team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. 5:38 to go in the third. Free throw for number four, Alex Wilkerson. And Wilkerson now with 2 points for Lamar. He will shoot another here. It is good. Wilkerson hits them both. And has 3 points in the game. The Thayer lead cut back to 21. 43-22. 5:33 to go in the third quarter as the Bobcats bounce it around the wing. Got it to Hollis Deckard. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Feeds it back outside to Harrington. Now Prince on the wing. Prince out top to Clark. They don't even come guard him. Shoot that ball, Coop. He gives it to Pitts into the free throw circle. Now to Prince. Prince down the lane. Puts up a shot. No, but he's called for a travel. So Prince travels on the spin move. Bobcats turn it over with 5:15 to go in the third. Lamar racing up the floor. Wilkerson looking for the shot. Can't find it. Gives to Timmons. Timmons, a little running one-hander. Good. Timmons with 10 points now. That's his second bucket of the third quarter. Cuts the lead back to 19. Thayer bringing the ball up the floor. A little bit of backcourt pressure by Lamar. Not much. Bobcats get into the half-court set. Prince with it on top. And there's a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul called on Hollis Deckard fighting through a screen. And he'll check out of the game with his fourth foul of the night. Lamar coming the other way in a hurry. Got it down to Timmons. Looking to drive to baseline. Stepped out of bounds. Official didn't see it. Feeds it back out front now for Tabakian. Tabakian to the elbow on the dribble. Feeds it up for Pitzenbarger. Pitzenbarger to Timmons. Timmons in the lane down the right side. Looking for a shot. Can't find it. Riley White jumps on him. Back outside it goes to Wilkerson. Lamar going to have to get in a bigger hurry than this. Down by 20. Actually down 19, but you get the idea. Here's Tabakian off to Wilkerson for a three. It's good. Lamar starting to heat it up a little bit. They're back to within 19. Actually, they're back to within. Oh, and here's a steal by Pitzenbarger all the way to the rim for the lay-in. Almost another steal in the backcourt. Thayer got it to Harrington. Harrington dribbles across the timeline. Gives up to Prince. Prince bounces it around to Cooper Clark in the free throw circle. Hands it to Pitts. Now outside to White. Back to Clark. Left side to Harrington to Clark. Oh, Clark. Tried to get to Harrington, now does. Ball goes free throw line to Prince. Brandon pulls up with a jumper. Off the rim, no good. Riley White with a rebound, has his shot rejected. It goes out of bounds. Nice play down there. I tell you, this Lamar bunch, they have not given up in this game. If they're Bobcats, better get that intensity back that they had in the first half. They've come out a little bit flat here in the third quarter. I mean, they were up by 21 points at the half. Lamar has cut into that lead. Here's a pass inbound, almost stolen. And now it's going to be picked up by Riley White for Thayer. The Bobcats get into the half-court set. Lamar picking up the pace defensively here. Thayer's got to get back into the rhythm. They go to Prince. Prince down the left side of the lane. Little running one-hander. It's good. Brandon Prince, his second bucket of the third quarter. He's got 9 in the game. Here comes Timmons for Lamar. Gives it off. A little wild shot, no good. Rebound, controlled by Lamar, no. And the rebound to Cooper Clark for the Thayer Bobcats. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Thayer with the basketball, maintaining the lead here, 45-29. They swing it on the right side to Harrington. Harrington handles it on the wing. Looking to go cross court, does to Riley White. He holds it high. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts behind the back with a dribble. Takes it down the corner, feeds it out to Clark on the left side wing. Clark back to Pitts. 2:42 to play in the third. Thayer Easton pitched into the lane, dumps it off to Clark or to Prince down the lane. He shoots and scores. Brandon Prince now with 11. And here comes Lamar the other way. Number one, Pitzenbarger hits a layup. He's got 10. 2:23 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by 16. And here's Harrington going inside, fakes, and a man comes down on top of him. And that'll be a foul on number 22, Taryn Williams, and that'll be number three on Williams. And the Thayer Bobcats will run the inbound play here. Lamar making a substitution. Number three, Tabakian out of the game. Number 21, Jude Harris will check in. Thayer running the inbound play with 2:16 to go under the bucket. Going to have to hurry now, and they finally get it in to Brandon Prince out on the wing. Brandon takes the ball into the lane and gets fouled on the drive to the bucket. That'll be on number 22. That is Taryn Williams, and that'll be number four on Williams. And immediately, Coach Hekadon will get a player up off the bench. Williams will go out. Number 23 checks in. That is Eli Googie. Googie in for Lamar. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will trigger it in. And they bring it in out front to Riley White. Right back to Easton Pitts in the circle. To the elbow. Pull up jumpers. Good. Easton now with 7. And here comes Lamar back the other way. We got a shot up on a foul call. It goes in for Pitzenbarger. And the foul will be on Brandon Prince. That'll be number 3 on Prince. Bobcat lead is 16. With 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Free throw for Pitzenbarger is no good. Rebound taken by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Coop got out to Pitts and now back to Clark. Clark brings up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline, gives to Harrington. Harrington dribbles away from the defense, hands the ball to Brandon Prince out on the wing. Thayer getting the offense started from there. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Thayer's only scored 13 points in this quarter. Only had 11 in the second. They continue to lead by 16. Here's Easton Pitts into the lane, pulls up. No, they're going to call him for. Well, he got fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul will be on number 1. Trey Pitzenbarger will be his 2nd foul of the game. A lot of fouls in this one. They're going to call it a non-shooting foul. So Pitts will inbound the ball on the baseline. Got it into Harrington. Harrington passed out front, almost stolen. Loose on the floor and off the hands of Riley White trying to get it back. It'll be Lamar Ball down by 16, folks. This game is not over yet. Lamar battling their way back here in the third quarter. A bucket here makes this interesting. There's Riley White defensively, stops Timmons, and they get the ball to Wilkerson. Wilkerson out top for Harris. Harris to Timmons. Timmons down the right side of the lane, gets all the way to the bucket and scores. Timmons with 12. He's come alive in the second half. And the Bobcat lead is down to 14. Harrington crosses the timeline. Gives it up with a minute to go. Easton Pitts handles out front for Thayer. Easton moves off the screen out top. Bounces it to Harrington. Harrington now to Prince. Prince to the top of the key. Gives it out to Clark. Coop will hold it high. Swing it over to Riley White. Riley makes the move. Pulls up his dribble. Bounces it down to Clark. Clark making a move toward the bucket, kicks it back out to Prince. Prince down the middle of the lane, lost it. Ball loose on the court, he gets it back. Feeds it down to Harrington. Harrington bumped as he drives the baseline. And it'll be a non-shooting foul. And a foul will be on number 23. That is Googie. That's number 3 on Googie. And Devin Harrington going to the line. He'll shoot 2 free throws. It was the 15th foul on Lamar. Big free throws here for Dev. Harrington has not scored in the second half, and he has now. 8 points for Harrington. 2 Bobcats in double figures. Deckard with 15, Prince with 11. And now 9 points for Devin Harrington. Here comes Lamar. Pitzenbarger gives it off to Harris. Harris gives it to Timmons. Oh, a nice pass inside, shot no good, and the rebound taken by Harrington for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats, 17 ticks on the clock. Final shot of the quarter. Thayer leads it by a score of 51-35, Pitts out front. They'll get a little one-on-one opportunity, fires a 3, it's in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor And here's a shot. No, they never did get a shot away. And that's the end of three-quarter of the play. Our score, Thayer 51, Lamar 35. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats with a 16-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball to open the period. Thayer outscored in that period 20-11 by Lamar as Lamar fought their way back in this game. They're doing it with defense. They played the triangle and two in the first half. They're playing a straight-up man-to-man here in the second half, and it has worked for them. Bobcats' offense has slowed down. Bobcats look to wrap the ball down around inside, and it's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Cooper Clark tried a little wraparound pass down to Harrington, and the defense poked it away and out of bounds. Thayer will inbound down under the bucket with 7:48 to go. Thayer will bring it in to Cooper Clark at the free throw line. Gives it to Easton Pitts. Turnaround jumper is good from 12. Pitts with 9. Thayer Bobcats back up by 18. That's a much-needed basket right there for Thayer. Here's Pitzenbarger for Lamar with a shot no good. Cooper Clark with a rebound. Got out to Easton Pitts. Pitts working up the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. Gets it across the timeline to Prince. Now Harrington. Harrington explodes to the bucket and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. That's going to be Wilkerson coming out of nowhere to commit the foul. That'll be number three on him, but he did not want Harrington to go down and dunk on him because he was going to. He was fixing to set this place on fire with a dunk. He'll step to the free throw line. First one is up and good. 10 points for Devin Harrington now. Third Bobcat in double figures tonight. He will set up another one. It's good. He's got 11. 7:21 to go in the game. Thayer up by 20, 55-35. Lamar with it. Pitzenbarger in the corner to Wilkerson for a three. It's no good. Cooper Clark yanks down another rebound for Thayer. Bobcats in possession of the ball here. 7 minutes to play. 7 minutes to the Show Me Showdown. Thayer Bobcats with a 20-point lead in basketball. Harrington around to Riley White. Now to Prince. Prince looking down low. Nobody open. Gives it to Clark at the elbow. Now to Pitts. Ducks down the defense. Gives to Harrington on the baseline. He'll kick it back outside. Thayer running a little bit of clock here. Got the ball on the left side to Prince. Prince will swing to Harrington on the right. Now Riley White. Riley looking inside. Nobody open. Takes it out to the top of the key. Bounces it to Clark. Clark now to Pitts. Pitts moves. Pull up 15-footers. Off the rim. No good. Clark with a rebound. Gathers it in. Puts it up and scores. Cooper Clark with 9 in the game. Bobcat crowd feeling it now. Thayer's run the lead back out to 22. Here's Wilkerson in the lane. Gives it up. Going through the lane to Bakian. He'll give it up. And now take it back in the corner. Three-point shot is off the rim. No good. Riley White down with another Thayer Bobcat rebound. And with 6 minutes to go, Thayer leads it by 21. Long pass taken by Harrington. Thayer with a 5-on-4 opportunity. They get it to White. White now to Harrington. Over to Cooper. Oh, to Brandon Prince for the lay-in. What a pass by Devin Harrington to Brandon Prince for the lay-in. And there's a travel. Oh, they're going to get a push. That was Timmons again leaning into the defender. And Riley White just kind of let him go, and they called him for a foul. Non-shooting foul, first team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Substitution for Lamar, number 22, Terran Williams back in the game. He'll be playing with four fouls. They need him in there to rebound. Lamar running the inbound play with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And now Wilkerson trying to get some perspiration up off the floor, and they do. And we'll trigger it in. 5:45 to go in the game. Thayer up by 24. Ball goes into Williams. Right back to Wilkerson. Short jumpers off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Lamar, and they lost it out of bounds. And I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. Oh, now a little full court pressure by Lamar. They're going to go full court pressure. Bobcats will trigger it in. Easton Pitts. Easton. Look at the dribble away from Pitzenbarger. And Pitzenbarger fouled him in the backcourt. Pitzenbarger called for the foul. Will be his third of the game. Oh, his fourth foul of the game. So Pitzenbarger and Williams each playing with, or Williams playing with four fouls for Lamar. Thayer inbounds the ball again. Easton Pitts brings it up out of the backcourt with four, 5.5 minutes to go. Throws a pass. It gets tipped and now stolen by Tarbakian. Tarbakian. Oh, he dribbled it off his foot. Easton Pitts picks it up. He will race for the uncontested layup. Easton Pitts with 11. The Thayer Bobcats with four of their starters with double digits and one with nine. Here's Pitzenbarger for three for Lamar. No good. Harrington off with the rebound. It's off to the races. Harrington to Cooper Clark. Gets it under the bucket. Shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. And he'll get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Fouls on number 34. That is Timmons. And that'll be number four on Timmons. 61-35. Thayer with a 26-point lead with 4:59 to play in the game. The free throw for Cooper Clark is no good. Coop needs to hit the second one to give Thayer all five starters in double figures. This has been a total team effort of these Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Second free throw is no good. Pitts down with the rebound for the Bobcats, and then he gets fouled. Easton Pitts with a play of the game right there. Got the foul off the missed free throw. And the foul is on number 22. That is Taryn Williams. And he will foul out of the ball game with 4:58 to play. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket. Thayer looking to make a substitution here. Hollis Deckard checking in for the Bobcats. Cooper Clark going to get a little rest and a glad hand from his teammates. Coop has been big tonight. By the way, number 21 into the game. That is Jude Harris for Lamar. In for Williams. They lose about 6 inches there. Thayer with the ball down to 4:52 to go in the game. They're going to play a little keep away here. Hollis Deckard with it out front. Hollis moves to the elbow. Gives it to Prince. Prince at the free throw line. Gives it on a backdoor cut to Harrington. Reverses up and good. Devin Harrington with a beautiful feed for Brandon Prince. 13 on the night for Harrington. Here's Wilkerson down to the baseline for Lamar. Shoots no good. Rebound Prince. Prince or Harrington races up the floor. Gives it out to Pitts. Pitts will swing it around to Deckard. Hollis hadn't shot a three in the second half. He made four in the first half. He gives the ball up to Pitts. Pitts to Prince. Prince handles it out top, feeds it to Deckard. Thayer running some clock here. Got the ball to Riley White. Riley holds it top of the key, puts it on the floor, gives to Harrington. Down to 4 minutes remain. Thayer leads it 63-35. Bobcats swing it to Riley White. White down the middle of the lane, pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Tarbakian. Tarbakian all the way to the rim for Lamar. Shot no good. Riley White with a rebound. Got it out to Easton Pitts. Easton, boy, he had Brandon Prince all the way down the floor. Didn't see him streak into the basket. 3:37 to go in the game. Thayer will swing it over to Hollis Deckard on the left side wing. Hollis holds it high, kicks it out to Harrington. Harrington down to the baseline to Prince. Prince now to Riley White, right back to Prince and Pitts. 3:20 remaining in the ballgame. Thayer leads 63-35. Pitts has a little trouble with a handle. Ball goes into the backcourt, and we're going to get a whistle. See what we've got here. Pitts lost control of the ball. It rolled into the backcourt. They dove on it. And we'll see what the call is going to be. It looks like it's going to be fair Bobcat ball. The official trying to sort it out. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession belongs to Lamar. So Lamar gets it back down by 28, 63 to 35. Fair Bobcats have only, well, matter of fact, Lamar has not scored in the third quarter. I just realized that. They had cut it down to 51-35 at the end of three quarters. Lamar has not scored in this fourth quarter. We've got 5 minutes gone by, 3 minutes remain. Timmons with it now down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Harrington again. And rebound comes off to Brandon Prince for Thayer. Thayer Bobcats, these seniors playing in their final game here on the hardwood at Thayer High School. Here's Hollis Deckard. Gives the ball over to Prince. Prince looking to make a move into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Pitts. And now left side to Harrington. Harrington down the baseline hard. Lays it up and in. And he's fouled on the play. Foul will be on Alex Wilkerson. That's going to be his fourth of the night. And Devin Harrington now with 15 points to tie Hollis Deckard for the game high for Thayer. Shoots for number 16 here, and it's good. And we'll shoot for number 17. No, I'm sorry. That was number 18. Lamar with the basketball now on the offensive end. They kick it down in the corner. Tabakian fakes the three. Now moves into the lane. Little scoop shot is up and good off the window. Second bucket of the night for Tabakian. And we get a whistle and a timeout call by the Lamar Tigers. 66-37. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. 2:17 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Dr. Ream at the game tonight. See Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. There'll be a bunch of these Thayer folks heading down there after the game. I might be one of them. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains. And Big D's Barbecue and Catering of Thayer. 417-280-7466, number to call for Big D's Barbecue. You will not be disappointed. And they provided the pulled pork for the nachos here at the ballgame tonight, and it was outstanding. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down to 2 minutes to play. Thayer leads it 66-37. Working the ball out on the perimeter. Brandon Prince has it poked away. Gets it right back. Hollis Deckard is going to be double-teamed now in the corner. Looking to step through. Got it to Prince on the wing. Prince to Clark in the middle of the floor. Thayer just running clock here. Minute 46 to go. Here the Bobcat student section. They're cheering. John Zukowski is getting ready to check into this game. Thayer will handle it in the middle of the floor. Oh, and it's stolen by Wilkerson. Wilkerson drives for the layup. No good. Rebounded by Timmons. Goes back up and in. Here comes Hollis Deckard off the inbound for Thayer. Crosses the timeline with a minute 22 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats, folks, are a minute 20 seconds away from punching their ticket for a fourth year in a row to the Show Me Showdown in Columbia. Winner of this game plays at noon on Wednesday in the second of the Class 3 semifinal games. They are holding the ball. We're down to 1 minute to go. Bobcats need to call a timeout here to get John in the ballgame. They want to finish up with the seniors. Well, John's going to move on to the floor. And these Thayer Bobcat seniors are going to get a hand as they're going to come off the floor here. Easton Pitts, Brandon Prince, Cooper Clark, Devin Harrington, all coming off the floor. The Bobcat seniors, for a fourth year in a row, are going to the Show Me Showdown in Columbia. John Zukowski in the game. Dominic Boyce, Heath Combs, Jaden Belcher, and Hollis Deckard for Thayer. 54 seconds remain in the game. Hollis Deckard at the line shooting two free throws. First one is up. Oh, and bounces out. No good. Hollis had the hot hand in the first half. He scored 15 first half points and set the pace for the Bobcats to get him out of the blocks early. Second free throw here for Deckard is good. He's got 16. And he comes off the floor as Mason Thornton will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. And here comes Lamar with the basketball. They also have gone to their bench and almost threw it away. Loose ball picked up by Lamar. They get out, almost a steal by Boyce. Going up the right side, into the lane. Now ball knocked away by Heath Combs and goes out of bounds. Running out the clock here. Here's number two checking in for Lamar. We'll try and get some of these other numbers for you. Number two checking in is Vance Brashears. Number 20 is out there, Trent Torbick. Brashears inbound it. Got into number zero, Xavier Romero. And he dribbles down the baseline and lost it out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats will inbound ball with 35 seconds left. No need to shoot it. Bobcats will bring it into the front court and will hold it there as they will get ready to celebrate a fourth trip in 4 years to the Show Me Showdown in Columbia. Dominic Boyce crosses the timeline, feeds the ball over to Belcher. Belcher to Combs, to Zukowski. John's going to shoot a three. It's off the rim. No good. This place would have exploded if John hit that three. Here comes Lamar. Long shot is up for the Tigers. No good. Belcher with a rebound. Dribbles out of traffic, crosses the timeline, wrap around to Zukowski. John, step back, got it. 6 seconds to go, has it at half court, puts his head down, goes down the right side of the lane, lost it out of bounds with half a second to play, had it knocked away. Bobcats trying to get the senior, John Zukowski, a bucket here in the state quarterfinals. Thornton inbounds the ball to Boyce, it's poked away, and that's the final. 67-39. The Thayer Bobcats hold Lamar to 4 points in the entire fourth quarter. And folks, the Thayer Bobcats are headed back to Columbia for a fourth straight year for the Show Me Showdown. Let's take a timeout. We'll get to your postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll get Coach Matt Pitts up here in just a moment to talk if he can make his way through this huge crowd that's going to be filing out of the gymnasium here at Thayer High School. Again, your final, 67-39. The Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Lamar Tigers in the state quarterfinals. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Decorating postgame report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirschbeet and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirschbeet and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirschbeet and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing,